mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's NBC trying to get racial division going. They know full well when they call white people crackers and racist and all Southerners scum every day that it will make whites start thinking that blacks and people are all racist. It's just unbelievable evil going on. I'm going to play a clip of that for our guest coming up. We just had a phone line open there for a moment for current serving military. Are they training you? We know they're training you to confiscate guns. I just showed the Army manual where it says that. But are they saying if you won't fire on Americans, you're in trouble? That's coming up after the break. But our guest, Jim Garrow, before we go back to calls, again, don't let a good crisis go to waste. But they staged Fast and Furious to blame the Second Amendment, shipping guns to Mexico. What about them actually staging something? I mean, if they're willing to do all this, why wouldn't they stage something? They've done it before.
But wasn't Benghazi also something that was staged, basically? It was meant to be a kidnapping, a supposed a quasi-pseudo kidnapping of the ambassador, and then he would work through the details so that in the end you had the blind sheikh being released so that the dear leader could once again look heroic to the Muslim population.
And instead, he got killed.
Instead, the whole thing, and you know what? Two gentlemen stood up and put their lives on the line and held back 500 people for how many hours, Alex? 8 hours? And screamed for help and were denied it, even though they had, a gunship up there?
Well, they had two drones and a gunship up there over the 8 hours, and the help was denied. Why did they want them dead?
And, you know, this is all information that's available. We know that they had the gunship. We know that they had the drones there. We know that they had the laser targeting. And these people were left. Whatever happened out, you know, don't leave any man behind. I mean, this man in the White House is, man, I cannot believe. No morals, no scruples.
Well, he gets away with anything, and that's what's so scary. He's been given word. He can move forward. Janine in Wisconsin, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to share some ideas that I'm currently using to spread the word. And actually, I got the information and idea from you. I think you had said once that we need to, like, go out on the street corners with a sign that says, you know, 9/11 was an inside job or whatever whatever you wanted to put on it. And I actually have 16 signs that line my front yard. Almost like the old political signs from the useless people that are running for city councils and stuff. I actually have 16 signs that have different various things from 9/11 to vaccines. I have a six-year-old grandson that's got brain damage from vaccines when he was 18 months, so I advocate for that. And I also have magnets that I had custom made that I have on my truck on both sides and the back. InfoWars, Alex Jones, Hear the Truth, and I got bullet points of everything to direct them to you.
Well, man, that's the reason we're reaching exponentially more people, and God bless you. It is a great idea. In fact, I've been so busy with other projects I haven't announced yet. We're going to give away 150,000 bumper stickers. In fact, I'm going to shoot a video about that tonight. People have to sign a little pledge not to put them on other people's property or in illegal areas. And we'll send out 50 to 100 stickers, depending on what people request. So you can give them to people at church. Use them as a topic point, put them on your property, put them on other people's property that have authorized you to. So we're going to send out 150,000 bumper stickers that say InfoWars.com, Save the Constitution, and things like that. There's five different stickers. So that's a great idea, ma'am. All of us need to just get the buzz of liberty going. God bless you. Anything else you'd like to add?
Can I add something?
Is that sure, go ahead, sir.
Me? Oh, good. You know, there's the usual way where we stand up as a public. We run for council. We run for city council. We run for different positions that are open to us. We run for school board. But let me just tell you a little bit, if I may, about standing up. And I love the woman's creativity. I mean, that's marvelous.
Stay there. We're going to come back and talk to you. Long segment coming up with our guests, how to stand up. We're going to talk to the military. The phones are open, 800-259-9231. Are you being told kill Americans, follow orders, or get out?
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do a special report on this week. I've talked a lot about it over the years and shown the news articles, but it's close to 59,000 when I checked last week. People have died since 2007 in Mexico. It's approaching 60,000. And they believe there's tens of thousands they don't know about that have been buried. There's some estimates over 50,000 missing. So that could be 109,000. But more people die every year in Mexico than died in the decade of the Vietnam War. 58,000 Americans died roughly. Over that decade-long plus conflict, we're talking about 59,000 since 2007, so 5.5, 6 years. And we need to get that number out because all guns have been taken in Mexico from the people. And the reason I raise that is at least three shot at office complex in Phoenix, Arizona. This is just breaking the last 15 minutes or so. And an employee at a law office in the area told newspapers he had seen four people take him in on stretchers. We've also got helicopter shots of that. Television footage shows dozens of officers entering a building where police say people are injured. And again, it's either gangs, it's somebody going postal, or it is a Prozac hit. It's always the same MO. And the answer is have guns in there. Because a bad person with a gun is going to kill you, just like Mexico. They got the highest crime rate in the world. They don't have the highest city, though. Mexico City isn't number one. Chicago is. By the way, the Chicago police chief, I've got that in the stack. He's saying, don't worry. You know, we've had a 530-something killed last year. We've taken all your guns. Highest crime rate for any city in the world. It's not that bad. That's the quote in the Associated Press. In fact, I have even a video clip of him on the scene this morning. It's not that bad, though he's in press conferences wanting you to turn your guns in. Where he's taken the guns, the murders aren't that bad. Oh, but isn't Sandy Hook terrible that this guy got guns illegally? And now you got to turn your guns in. But when people get killed in his gun-free zone, it's no big deal. So numerous emergency vehicles are at the scene. Video footage showing a person being taken on the gurney reached the scene. And it's gotten to the point with more kids built a Lego. It looked like a gun with a Lego. So the SWAT team was called. That happened today. It's this total hysteria. People drive by and see a kid with a Nerf gun, bright orange. Helicopters, police foaming at the mouth, hyperventilating, bubble projectors. Now the police are being called. I mean, there's nothing more deadly than a pink Hello Kitty bubble gun. I want to go back to our guest, Jim Garrow, and he want to talk about some solutions and standing up. He's somebody that knows how to stand up. And then we're going to go to James in Colorado, who's a Marine, who can comment on, has he been told, you know, are you ready to fire on American citizens? And the lines are open just for military people now. We've got some others that are holding from before. I'll get to you as well. But 800-259-9231, our guest, of course, has talked to a, quote, living military legend who says he's talked to other officers who are being told now as a litmus test, will you fire on citizens? Well, I have the Army manual where they're now training for gun confiscation and shooting us. And the drills are waves of protesters being mowed down by full auto. Homeland Security's bought 1.6 plus billion bullets the last 14 months, as you know. And now a new purchase order for Homeland Security, quote, personal protection weapons. We had that up at Infowars.com yesterday from the Federal Registry for 7,000 fully auto 308s for personal protection. Just you know, that every week there's more purchases. So they're gearing up for World War III against us. But make your point about solutions, standing up in your words, then we'll go to that Marine.
Well, yeah, let's face it, in your local community, that's where you have your biggest sphere of influence, generally. That's just a normal joke, like just you and I in our little neighborhood. So what you do is you run for office, you run for dog catcher, you run for police chief, you run for whatever. I want to give an illustration of the use of Alinsky tactics. I ran for school board in my local town. I won. Got on there. I started, putting the boots to the people who were just rubber stamping whatever the administration wanted in the school district. And it meant spending money like a drunken sailor. So what they did is utilize the media, fully socialist Marxist up here in Canada, where I am at the moment, and I was back then. And so they use that Alinsky method. They freeze you, they demonize you, and they cause it that no one will listen to you because the media, of course, tells the tale and controls the message. And that's what they will do. You must have a vehicle, some way of getting your message out. If you're going to run for anything, so that the truth is always available to the public you serve. But make sure that you have that vehicle. If you don't have it, you're dead because the media will cripple you. They will freeze you. They will demonize you. They will put you out of business so no one listens to you.
But now Governor Cuomo, who wants to basically ban all our guns, a total gangster, His brother is now the morning CNN anchor, but CNN's top show has 500,000, their average show about 90,000. They are an illusion. They are imploding. In fact, there's news today. When I was there, and I've been to their studios three times, it looked like a third world facility. I don't want to describe it, but I mean, the bathrooms, because after I saw one, I said, they put me in this on purpose. I went and checked a few more, the carpet, light bulbs out, dirt on the floors in the studios, horrible morale. I mean, these guys are falling apart, but here it is. Cloward Piven strategy, and of course that's the 1966 sociologist that I first told people about 15 years ago that books have been now written about by others. My greatest success is, even though I'm not Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck, I make stuff popular and then they pick it up, which I think is great. I force it out there. But it was a plan to bankrupt New York City and other cities to make you accept socialism. The plan is to get you dependent. And this is published and officially used by the Democratic Party. That's why they're going to shut off your power plants. They're going to raise taxes on working poor until you give up and go on welfare. They want to run your life. Let's go to some Marines here. We've got James in Colorado. We'll go to him in a moment. But first, JC in Montana, Marine with news on General. So we'll see what that's about. And then we've got Army National Guard, Matt in Florida. Again, he just joined us. Our source, a top general, retired, told him that they're doing a litmus test now. Will you fire on U.S. citizens? And if not, you're ordered to resign your commission. I have all the background proving that's already happening. I found that in the news and in Army manuals the last 3 years. It's changed. But what's unprecedented is, totally unprecedented is, the new SecDef nominee, Hagel, came out and said, you cannot trust the military. They're not on your side, Obama. You've got to have a purge of them if you want your new world order. That was Washington Post yesterday. Okay, we wrote an article about it at Infowars.com. I mean, this is going on, and it's a big deal. So let's go to JC. JC, well, what can you tell us?
Hey, Alex. Hey, Jim. How's it going?
That's going all right.
First of all, General Mattis, Mad Dog Mattis, from CENTCOM, was fired. And I'll read you what the Blaze put on. It's like United States Marine Corps General James Mad Dog Mattis was notified he was being replaced as commander of Central Command, not by a phone call from Washington, but by a note by his aide, according to Foreign Policy's Thomas E. Ricks. General Mattis was traveling in a meeting when an aide passed him a note telling him that the Pentagon had announced his replacement as head of Central Command.
No, I saw that a while back. Four generals in the last month have been relieved, and the CENTCOM folks are angry because they begged the White House in the eight-hour Benghazi operation to let them bomb the targets and were ordered to stand down. That's come out.
CENTCOM, General Mattis is loved. He's a good man. He's a Marine. I mean, I'm a Marine. I mean, everyone loves this guy. I mean, I don't know if Jim's source was referencing Jim. He's probably referencing someone younger, the way he talks, that it was mentored by the general that he knows. But when Mattis is out of Central Command, something's wrong. I mean, there's no reason. I mean, and some of the stuff I read was General Mattis said he doesn't have the balls to come down here and tell me himself. I mean, this is the kind of man he is. Well, you don't get a name like Mad Dog for being diplomatic. But, I mean, this is a man that protected America, loved America, and, well, that's probably the reason he's not in CENTCOM no more. But,
well, no, there is a – look, the military purge is already confirmed, but the – the new Secretary of Defense, they're trying to confirm, the nominee says you can't trust the military, and they're purging them all around us. I appreciate your call. God bless you. This just backs up everything Jim Garrow, Dr. Garrow, saying from the MO, and I looked it up, and I know these guys run in the same circles. I believe it's General Boykin, the former head of Special Forces, because he's already speaking out. I already know people that know him well. He's anti-New World Order. He's in the film that we sell, Behold the Pale Horse with Charlie Daniels. He's speaking out right now about tyranny. I believe it's General Boykin. But what about the general purge of the military and the new Secretary of Defense, who's a top globalist, Hagel, a fake Republican, a fake conservative, saying that, you know, that Obama can't trust the military?
Well, to do that, what an admission. Here are the people that are ready to lay their life on the line. I mean, think about this, the difference here. You got the military ready to lay their lives on the line. You got the politicians. What are they ready to lay? They're ready to go out and have a great wine and cheese at your expense and supposedly or purport to be representing you. And they're the ones that are afraid of the military. Well, they should be afraid of the military because they have not lost their sense of priority. Politicians have lost the priority.
And Leon Panetta, remember last year, he wouldn't go to any bases with any of the officers armed. Remember that?
Yeah. Could it be that they really would rather not see him?
Well, I mean, that's why they want to go to robots and drones, because despots have always hated having to have real men do the killing for them. And so they despise them. That's why as soon as they're out of the military, they're the number one enemy of Homeland Security. You heard me again. This is public. This is admitted. Our government says the military is the terrorist. I mean, wake up, folks.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oh, great. Now I've got to go to court.
Meet Tina, now facing a future court date.
I can't afford an attorney.
Then learn how to represent yourself in court, step by step, without a lawyer.
How?
Online at howtowinincourt.com.
Howtowinincourt.com?
Howtowinincourt.com was created by a 27-year veteran attorney, so you can know how to win without a lawyer.
Now I can go to court with confidence.
Learn how at howtowinincourt.com, the leader in lawsuit self-help since 1997.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
By the way, one of the many generals that they've kicked out is way more than four. In the last few months, it's been four. James Mattis, he said, in order to kill the enemy, you have to kill an innocent. Don't take the shot. Don't create more enemies than you can take out by some immoral act. See, that's what they don't like, though. They want people who think it's tough to just, you know, put Al-Qaeda in charge and then later go in and fight Al-Qaeda after you give them control of Syria. And a lot of the generals have been saying we should not be giving missiles to Al-Qaeda. We should not. I mean, obviously, you shouldn't be doing this. And the system doesn't care. They're going full speed ahead. They think the public is so dumb. Our government, CENTCOM, had to put Al-Qaeda in charge of Libya, now in Syria. And that's why they've removed. It's three top officers out of CENTCOM alone. So when I say four total, it's way more than that. I mean, they're kicking people out everywhere. There is a purge. There is a purge of the military because they don't want to be used domestically and they don't want to work with Al-Qaeda. And we're forcing that public debate, and that's a good thing. Let's talk with our guest who's going to ride shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin, a Marine in Texas, and then we'll go to James, who's a Marine in Colorado, and National Guard folks, Matt, and Bob, who was in the Rob, who was in the Coast Guard, with an internal survey on gun confiscation. We know they've been creeping around with that for a while. But let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead and give us your point.
Hey, thanks. Just to go on with what you're saying about that whole purge of the military. Well, the Marine Force Reserve is actually doing a FISREG where every unit's getting realigned and with different MOSs, which is going to actually bring up. You're going to have thousands and thousands upon Marines being dropped out, kicked out of the military.
Well, you got to make places for the new women to fight in the front lines.
Well, right, but like at my unit, we're a combat arms unit, but we're not like infantry. We're tracks and stuff. 98% of my unit is going to be dropped, and that's going on across the nation. So you're going to have all these Marines being dropped out of the military, and then to go on along with what you were saying, you know, about how the military isn't on your side, blah, 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 blah. This is going to, I guess, the way I'm thinking is it's going to actually have a effect on, you know, how you say.
Did you hear Al Sharpton basically say we don't need the military anymore, we have drones, and then if Americans cause problems, they've got drones? We played the clip yesterday. Let's cue that up in the next segment. I want to play that for people. I mean, that's every time I'm on the Young Turk show or I'm on another show, they go, we've got drones now. You gun owners are nothing. They admit it's all about them dominating us. And they, hey, sorry, you don't have your robot army yet. It's still humans piloting those now. Very interesting. Now, have you guys had anything brought up to you about will you fire on American citizens?
I got a recent survey dropped in my email. I haven't opened it yet, but a couple of my fellow Marines have. And they said there's some sketchy stuff in there about, you know, what would you do if, you know, Americans did this, did that. So, I mean, I haven't necessarily opened it yet, but I'm going to go home and open it. And another thing, have you seen the movie 2016?
Yes, I have, but let me just ask you a question. Do me a favor. Send me that survey. Open that, and everybody send your surveys and stuff to showtips at Infowars.com with a military questionnaire in the forum. Everybody has a right to see this. It's not classified. Everybody send that to us. Dr. Garrow's got a comment. Thank you for the call, sir. Go ahead.
Actually, he's covered the ground I wanted to cover, which is, you know, what information do you have at your beck and call right now? Because I've had other people say that to me, you know, guys, and this was a couple of Marines who said it, who actually said, look, we just got something that said we are supposed to start looking very carefully at what the public are doing and get ready to answer these the following questions. So I'm glad he brought that up. It was exactly where I was headed.
And by the way, that's total treason that, you know, 29 Palms happened, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago, but there's been others. I mean, this is in the Army manuals, but we need to show that they're vetting people right now. Officers are going to be asked point blank. Enlisted are going to have these more creepy questions brought to them. Let's go to James, a Marine in Colorado. What's your information on this front?
Yeah, I want to get straight to the point, Alex. I just want to ask a question to all the people that are listening right now on your show. That when was the last time they remember someone that has revealed a lot of things of the government, Federal Reserve, you know, exposing them a lot. When was the last time someone has survived that? Died or gone to jail? You know, and
there have been G. Edward Griffin, myself, Ron Paul, hundreds and hundreds of prominent people. We're the majority of thinkers. We're taking America back. We're victorious. Did you have a comment Have you been asked if you will shoot at Americans?
Hold on. Let me get to my point real quick.
Okay, we got to go to break. These are hard network satellite coded breaks. We break at 30.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got a shooting in Arizona, up to 4 injured, and now I'm seeing footage on Fox. We'll put it back up if you're a TV viewer, of guys that look like they're in Army outfits, look like they are Army. So they don't look like they're doing too good with all that gear, so those must be police. You can tell they hadn't been carrying. They can't carry gear 100 yards, much less 50 miles. Punch that back up. That is amazing. And they're saying that they think a man with a gun did something to the driver and grabbed a kid off the bus. I mean, this is just getting bizarre, folks. And if they keep hiding, all this brainwashing out there. Alabama police and hostage standoff with suspect in fatal school bus shooting, kidnapping. And, I mean, who knows if that was somebody's dad who wanted his kid back or something. Who knows? This country. The Alabama man police say shot and killed a school bus driver. That was Tuesday, so I guess they're going back to it. We just saw that breaking, and I thought, not a new thing, and now I guess they've tracked him down and they're going after him. But again, there's 315 million people. Our crime rate, violent crime rate's down 49% since 91. You can pull those statistics up at FBI.gov. 21% of that just since 2007, so it's accelerating. But the media can take the events of 300. Well, this is saying moments ago. I guess they've tracked him down where he's at. Now that's what's happening. So the school bus thing happened yesterday. Now they've tracked down where they believe he's at. That's why it's new breaking news. This happened just as we were going back live here on the radio. Again, right, he was our guest the last hour. He's riding shotgun when we take your calls in this hour. And he's Dr. Jim Garrow. He heads up www.pinkpagodagirls.com. That's a group that saved, since 2000, 45,000 plus Chinese newborn babies that would have been infanticided, killed, which the major journals, bioethics journals, are now basically saying is a great thing to do here in the United States. Just absolutely hellish. They say, kill the old people, kill the babies, nobody needs them. You'll get more tax money if we kill people. Once they communalize and get things collectivized, then they can tell you how to live your life. It's and that people dying, as Bill Gates says, you kill grandma. That's a death panel. That's a quote. Then you hire 10 teachers, and the teachers clap. That's the sick collectivist model instead of grow the pie. And then you become North Korea, and everything collapses, but they love it. Going back to the caller who was a Marine, I think, in Colorado. Did he hang up? Because he said he was a Marine, but I couldn't really understand. Yeah, he dropped off. He was talking about... I couldn't really tell what he was getting into, and then I said I'd come back to him, but I guess he didn't understand that. Let's talk to Matt in Florida, Army National Guard. Matt in Florida wants to comment. Again, we know the Army manuals, if you just joined us, in the last 3 years now trained for gun confiscation. And we know the military is being prepared for domestic operations. That's admitted. They're saying the new enemy is not Al-Qaeda. It's conservatives, libertarians, gun owners. But now we've seen the incoming, if it gets confirmed, Secretary of Defense, former Senator Hagel, saying the military can't be trusted, you know, that Obama, if he wants his new world order, has to deal with the Pentagon, that they're not following orders. We know what the orders are. Give Al-Qaeda missiles, set up checkpoints on highways. The military's been saying no, so there's a huge purge going right now. If you're a new listener, folks, it's mainstream news. The government gives Al-Qaeda weapons now publicly. Well, why not? They can take our liberties when they attack. I mean, this all is so diabolical. But let's go to another caller here. Matt in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I've been commissioned for, you know, almost 11 years now. I've been in the Guard the whole time. And I will, bottom line up front, I will never confiscate anybody's guns. I will fight that order. I will never shoot on my fellow citizens. I'll fight. That's why they got the guys in Katrina from another state, because they knew their guys in their own state, their own neighborhood, wouldn't confiscate their fellow neighbors' guns.
See, that's ridiculous. So, if I'm from Texas, I wouldn't take New Yorkers' guns. I mean, how is it different from a different state?
Well, it's mental, I think. I mean, if you're sitting there right in your own city, and that's why they originally got these guys, and that's why a lot of them now... come back and say, well, that's ridiculous. Why did I do that? A lot of them were brainwashed. A lot of them were young guys that just didn't know any better.
By the way, that's what the Soviets did, and at Tiananmen Square, the same thing. That's why they had to wait 8 hours. They brought troops in from 300 miles away from another province that spoke a different type of Chinese.
Yeah, and so my concern right now is this whole dual-status commander thing, and I know you tried to talk about this before, but it's where a general in the National Guard can command troops from... the active duty. So they can come down as long as the governor says, yay, it's good. They'll come in and they'll be able to basically be on the street with our soldiers, you know, shoulder to shoulder with our National Guard troops. And that's, you know, and then they're around on Posse Comitatus. And it's ridiculous. I mean, it's just another way of them creeping in that active duty component. And they, you know, they don't know the rules and regulations of the National Guard.
What do you make of the new Army manuals that train for gun confiscation and lockdown of U.S. cities?
It's ridiculous, and I've showed that to some guys, and they're like, holy cow, the guys in my unit, they're like, this is unbelievable. Where is this, you know? And so the reason I'm staying in, and the last few years, my wife has always asked me, why are you staying in, you know, things that you say about the military. Well, it's like, I stay in because I want to warn people, I want to wake people up. That's why, that's my
beautiful.
Every time I go to drill on my weekend every month, I talk to them about what's going on, and wake people up all the time.
So that's why they want to have the litmus test purge, is to get the good people out. And again, the military itself is individuals. It's who's in command of it. People say, well, you're anti-military. You don't want checkpoints on the highway. No, I'm pro-Constitution. It's like saying I'm anti-Ford truck. I'm not anti-Ford truck. I don't want a crazy person running me over with a Ford truck. It's just like I'm not anti-gun. I'm anti-bad people with guns, but bad people will always have guns, so I'm going to have my gun. Don't blame me for what somebody else does. Beautiful comments. I want to bring up Dr. Garrow to bring up any points he's got.
Well, you know, the whole psychological breakdown here of loyalties because of familiarity, and that's a classic. That's a classic move to break down not only the loyalty one to another. For example, you know that the guy you've worked with and trained with is going to look after you and have your back in a combat situation. And you know that you're going to be loyal, or they know that you're going to be loyal to the guy who trained you, the officer above you. Or overall, let's say the general who has shown themselves to be honorable and very loyal to their men and been a real leader. I mean, that's real loyalty. Well, they want to break that down. They want to break it down because if they can break the familiarity pattern, knowing one another and knowing what the expectation is, they can bring in somebody new, and guess what? You'll do what they say. Why? That's you don't know any better.
But then that actually destroys the military, but they don't care. The heart of military is the honor and taking care of each other because they don't care. They want you to act like robots because they want robots that will follow their orders. That's why they're going to robots.
No man left behind. Haven't we just seen a huge demonstration of the fact that that no longer exists with the commander in chief?
Well, it wasn't just left behind. A lot of evidence shows he wanted actually that ambassador killed because he wasn't playing ball. They were transferring missiles to Al-Qaeda. We know they stood down for 8 hours with troops right down the street at a substation base in order to stand down, and only two Navy SEALs refused to not follow orders and went down and held off 500 guys for 8 hours. I mean, this is just incredible.
Yeah, it is. Isn't it? Can I bring up some good news, Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Let me bring up some good news. I got a little thing, and I'm calling this The Mouse That Roared. Remember that silly movie with Peter Sellers, The Mouse That Roared?
Yes.
Remember that? The little Principality of Fezziwik or something like that gets an atomic bomb and they cause the United States to surrender. Remember that?
Yes.
That was the mouse that roared. But let me tell you about a little mouse that roared incident that's happening right now. There's a lawsuit. It's against unlawful tyranny filed against Mr. Obama, the United States government, for acting like a king. And it's here. It's been filed as a lawsuit. It's a citizen who's a pauper, has no money, approached the court, made his case. In fact, the judge wanted to throw it out, but for the wrong reason. And so he's come back, refiled, and he's having her removed because she's an Obama appointee who was obviously trying to protect Obama, because this is kind of interesting. It's about the natural law and having a natural born citizen.
By the way, Obama has two courts have slapped him down for doing unconstitutional things on recess appointments and other areas. Caller Matt in Florida, a National Guard officer, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, the other thing is guys that are in the Army War College as a National Guardsman, and they're basically being talking about this whole dual status commander thing, and almost all the guys, and luckily the guy that I know who's been there and since I talked to him, was against the dual status commander. They were actually trying to do regional dual status commanders, which they'd have a commander that would be in charge of several states. And
what they're doing is they've created the 10. Yeah, they've created the 10 regions with the governors saying you don't need 50. So, we have governors, the governors we appointed. Yeah, they're trying to totally get rid of any state control of the National Guard when it's always been state. Go ahead.
That's what I said. I was like, so that basically goes against all state sovereignty law. I mean, that's just basically, you said the law of that governor, and I guess they would all have to be in on it, but still, it's just like, the state sovereignty doesn't exist anymore at that point. And the final thing was, I know you talked about this before as well, but that Guard Experience magazine that comes out, and I get it, and I got it. It was the middle of year last year, and it had on the front cover the threat at home, and it had a guy, his face was blacked out, he was in military uniform, full battle gear, and it was like the threat at home, talking about how our returning veterans, and he's on a National Guard magazine, and I'm like, this is I mean, I just don't. They're trying to every angle. They're trying to, you know, throw this at us, and it's like it's completely ridiculous. And they send our guys over 3, 4, 5, 6 times, huffed up on painkillers and depression medicine, and they come back and they wonder why they're upset or angry, or they come back and, you know, their life is totally flipped upside down, and they wonder why these guys are you know, a little off. You know, it's completely ridiculous.
Absolutely. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. We're going to go to more military calls, but first get another comment from Dr. Jim Garrow, who's on with us right now. But if we punch this up for TV viewers, you can see at Infowars.com, June 1st, 2012, we were mailed a copy of this, the actual magazine. This is what the National Guard is all mailed. National Guard magazine cover story specifies Americans as greatest terror threat. Well, it actually says veterans. Imagine... They're telling you you're the terrorist. Now go fight yourself. And let's continue. The latest edition of the Guard's Experience, the National Guard's official magazine, features a cover story titled The Threat at Home. And it is a guy in a National Guard uniform with explosives tucked in. Who and what are the biggest dangers to Homeland Security? Now, if you're a foreign megabank that took over America, you're getting ready to fully gut it, you're going to say the veterans who are patriots and willing to fight, they're the enemy. I mean, imagine if out of a Simpsons episode where the spaceship lands, what's the name of the Simpsons town? Springfield. It's one of the few episodes I've seen. And the spaceship lands and Ugg and Gug, these big 14-foot green aliens, go, "We are your rulers." And the mayor and the Rockefeller guy comes up and says, "Yes, you're right. We bow to you," which is exactly how it would work. This would be like a giant flying saucer landing, announcing, "We'll destroy your planet from orbit if you don't bow to us. And by the way, the new enemy is anyone that says that the planet Booble Bapper or whatever isn't in control." And, you know, now here's your new Guard magazine. Anyone that says aliens don't have a right to rule you is the enemy. I mean, you know, founding fathers are bad. George Washington's bad. Bill of Rights is bad. Private property bad. Mao Zedong good. Tyranny good. I mean, this is what they teach at the colleges. And now they're saying, Alex Jones, I mean, they say in articles, "I'm a terrorist, I'm a radical, I'm going to kill people." CNN has said, "They need to kill me because I'm going to kill them, and they wouldn't want to be in a room with me because I might kill them. I have no criminal record." I mean, these are mad dog tyrants. And, you know, since the guy mentions that, see, when I'm listening to a guest or a caller, I know if they're for real because I'm immersed in this stuff. Okay, I'm not bragging. I mean, I live this. I dream this. So they're saying things. I know if they're true or not. Truth is, I already know almost all this stuff. I just have folks on to give their views on it and different perspectives. I'm here to get you to be aware of it. But the caller's like, "It's so ridiculous. They're teaching us the military are the number one terrorist in our own magazine." That's
Alex,
because they're a foreign power. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, they're stealing the language, aren't they? Like, think about that. You've got a vet. You've got a man who's given service to the country, and he's the terrorist, okay? Now the public's looking at terrorist, vet. We're redefining the language. Are we not?
Yes, but I mean, it's incredible.
Okay, do we have some time to talk just for a second about something that goes way back to this whole notion of redefining things and stealing the language?
Absolutely.
Can we do that?
No.
Okay, let me go. Yes?
Yes, go. Give it to us.
Okay, let me go way back, way back. Let's go into the Bible for a second. Do you remember when all of the disciples first came together? Do you remember it says something about, and they held everything in common? They held everything in common. It meant the rich people brought in the goods and services that they had and the dollars that they had because God had blessed them with it. What was the notion? They were going to share it. They were going to have it in common, not a redistribution of wealth. It's a big difference here. There's a huge difference between the sociological kind of thing, the Marxist kind of thing that they're talking about, Obama and crew. So they held everything in common. Later on, we have the English or the British common law. What's it come out of? It comes out of the scriptures. What has Obama done? He has taken communism, and turned it into communism. Two different things. One gives glory to God for the bounty, for the blessings that he has given, and the responsibility that you have one to another as Christians or citizens one to another. You hold things in common. That's why, have you noticed Boston Common? Isn't that piece of land that everyone has in common? And that used to be the principal part in the downtown of all the little villages that were around, the little towns. There were commons. They were areas where it was held in common. It wasn't privately owned. It was publicly owned. It was held in common for the good of the common man, the common man. So what Obama and crew are doing, and they're teaching this in universities, is stealing the language. So you think that because you give something away to someone, that that's being a good socialist. Giving to those who have need because you have. Well, that's not what it is. The original Christian message was that we hold all things in common from the bounty of God who gave it to us. So we share that bounty of God as a responsibility, not as a social nightmare defined by Marxism. So I'm just bringing that up for a short message there.
No, you're absolutely right. And right now on screen for TV viewers, I'm showing the PDF of the National Guard magazine. And it says the number one threat in here is gun owners, veterans, and things like that, next to Al-Qaeda. It puts militias next to Al-Qaeda, next to counterfeiting, next to loan groups, and says it's the military's job now to operate domestically, and it's in search of the hidden enemy. Look everywhere but Washington with the globalists that have taken over. Trust no one but the government. Again, that is the message they hammer home. More calls from military, Jason, a Marine, Rob, and others. National Guard, straight ahead.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Don't forget, this broadcast is listener supported, and we have all the sponsors that I have vetted, that I believe in, whether it's InfoWarsHealth.com, the finest healthcare products out there that have been incredibly well researched. Look at the studies, videos, all of it up there. whether it's Midas Resources, the name for 15 years in precious metals. And they've got a lot of great deals on gold, silver, you name it. Just call them and tell them Alex Jones sent you. You want the daily radio specials that are the day's lost leaders. That's 800-686-2237. Our online video bookstore, T-shirt, apparel, shopping cart, InfoWarsStore.com. It's got the best water filters, all of it. Support us so we can have other people on the worldwide transmission. To support what they're doing. We are something here to magnify edifying information and try to shake people out of their coma. Let's take a few final calls for Dr. Jim Garrow, who's been helping blow the whistle on Obama trying to get the military to fire on citizens. It's good news, though, that Hagel came out and said he's got to get rid of the entire military leadership, that the Pentagon isn't under the president's command, because the president came to Congress and told them he's under NATO and UN command. The president is, by that action, guilty of tyrannical, treasonous activity. I mean, that is what it is. I mean, this stuff's so over the top, words can't describe it. Let's go to Rob, who's a New York Coast Guard internal survey on confiscation. Rob, quickly, thanks for holding. Tell us what you know.
Alex, it's an honor to speak with you, and thanks for everything what you're doing to get the message out there.
Thank you, sir.
Back in the early 1990s, I'm going back maybe 1992, 93, they did surveys back then with the U.S. military, and a lot of servicemen says, no, we won't fire upon American people, you know, God forbid if there was ever martial law.
Yeah, no, that was in the news, actually, in about 94. It was Clinton. Yeah, so they've tried this before. The good news is they try, we fight. They try, we fight. It's an eternal battle. Go ahead.
Right, exactly. So what they did was, since the United States military said no, they says, okay, we'll bring in foreign troops under the United Nations, and what they did.
Yep.
And they hid them in these United Nations biospheres around the country.
Well, they don't even hide them. They do the open training now under NLE and all the rest of it. God bless you. Great points. Your comments on that, Dr. Garrow.
Well, I mean, let's face it, these people are planning. They got a long-range plan in place. I think the Hagel thing is a rather big oops moment, don't you think? I mean, here's honesty coming out, but don't you think that poor Obama's kind of going, ah, you shouldn't have said that in public? But we have the benefit of honesty for a change.
Well, I mean, Hagel has been to Bilderberg. Hagel is somebody they really like. You know, 90-plus percent of the votes when he won the Senate were counted on a company he owned. So that should give you an idea about old Mr. Hagel. Let's jam in one more real quick. Captain Briggs in Illinois, go ahead.
Good day, El Jefe, El Guapo, Alessandro Juan, and Dr. Garrow.
Good to have you here.
I'm running back and forth between Texas, Illinois, and New Jersey, and I've actually spoken to my son who's on active duty in Hawaii. The words from the troops around those three specific areas is no, they will not farm the American people. And when things go down, the National Guard guys will melt back into the populace. And for those guys, like the young Marine who called in earlier, do the right thing, maintain your oath, remember your values, and those of you who are being displaced from Dictator Obama's ranks, take care of your neighborhood and do it as peacefully as possible, but prepare for contingencies.
Well, yeah, again, they're going to stage a false flag or use some other real crisis to come after everybody, and I don't think they're going to get away with it. I mean, for those that just tuned in, Senator Hagel was in the Washington Post. They were quoting him in a meeting, saying, you can't trust the military, they're not under your command. Well, that's because we know from the military's actions they've been refusing unlawful orders. I want to thank Dr. Jim Garrow for joining us. He helps save 45,000 Chinese girls that would have been killed after birth. PinkPagodaGirls.com. Great having you on. Great having that big update, sir.
Thanks, Alex. It was great to be here. Love to do it again.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. I'm going to do a few minutes of overdrive to talk to Jesse, Duff, and Jason. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.